Round zero for Charlie, by the way, in 2004.
Man, and that took them a long time to rebuild from.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. That is intense.
155-mile-an-hour winds, and that eye, the eye reminded me of Katrina when it was heading for New Orleans.
It's a big storm.
Very definitive. Okay, so there you go. That is your Cheap and Trashy for this morning. As we hit the 7 o'clock hour, random facts coming up next hour with Jay. Your chance to win a $10 food outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question. Let's go to Jack Ingram for a moment. Cooter, I'm still waiting for your note on your experience. I'd love to know more. In the meantime, they have 421 new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, and that's what we're going to visit. The certified pre-owns that Tip Thames and his team have for you, and they have some great SUV options, everything from a Nissan Sentra sedan to a Chevy Traverse. So if you're looking for a full-size sedan or an SUV, they've got those. There is a 2020 Nissan Kicks with 11,000 original warranty miles left. It's gorgeous, black, and you can drive off the lot with that for under $366 a month with the online deal. Now, if you're trading in, keep in mind your trade-in is worth about 40% more than it was a year ago. That's still in effect. So you can bring that suggested monthly payment of $366 down very easily, or put some cash on it, too. I don't know why somebody hasn't picked up on that 2022 Nissan Sentra SV. It's a blue color that is absolutely amazing. And several Altima options in stock right now. Go and see Tip Thames and his team. You can save time at the dealership by going online and answering a couple of questions about whatever you might be trading in and so forth, and get pre-approved. So when you go visit, you can find what you're going to love driving and get great service to boot with Tip and that very experienced, product knowledgeable team at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard. Six great brands, signature pre-owns, and the value car lot in one location, and online at jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's pick-me-up menu and have it delivered.
If you missed the Baumhauer Phrase the Feed, it's coming up again shortly.
Just outside of Wetumpka on Highway 14 near the old Russell plant and Queen Anne Road, we've got an accident there. It looks like there's a little bit of a backup in traffic in both directions at that accident site, so use caution there. In Montgomery, if you're coming off I-65 onto Northern Boulevard, headed over to Jackson Ferry, we've got a good backup in traffic there as construction work continues at Jackson Ferry at the Northern Boulevard. Everywhere else around Montgomery, we're seeing traffic build a bit, but no other problems so far. Whether your credit's perfect or just plain bad, approval for an equity loan on your home or land is a phone call away, but you've got to call. Call the A-Team, MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like fall is up on us.
Yes, it is. Happy fall, y'all, I hope.
Tell us what's going on here at Eastbrook.
Well, we're just working hard. Sales are good. If you need a little extra money in this hard time right now, that's the place to be. It'll give you a little extra income, and you'll have some fun, too. We have one really nice space that's open on the main floor if you're interested. So just come see us. The rocking chairs are back, and I had to give in. There's an Alabama rocking chair, too.
For those that don't know, tell us about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is three floors. We have an elevator, 60,000 square feet, and it is just packed full of really good stuff.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 to 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Tomorrow on Fox, they're back. Welcome to Flatch.
That's exciting.
Call me Kat.
Shut up.
Plus,
minor celebrities for 200, Ken.
Jeopardy's Ken Jennings.
Can I switch to tequila?
And Welcome to Flatch welcomes Jamie Presley.
Hold on, Flatch.
An all-new hour of comedy, right after the premiere of Hell's Kitchen Battle of the Ages.
How can we be this bad?
Tomorrow on Fox.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Today's show is brought to you by Rihanna at this year's Super Bowl halftime show. Exactly what NFL fans were screaming for.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
What's next at 7?
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
Now just shy of a powerful Category 5 hurricane, Ian continues to move in on Florida. The National Hurricane Center calls it a catastrophic storm. Landfall expected this afternoon along the west coast of Florida. Extremely dangerous conditions, including a devastating storm surge, expected from Tampa to Fort Myers. Ian packing winds of 155 miles per hour. At 157, it will officially become a Category 5 storm. And it is expected to cross central Florida before heading into the Atlantic and then moving up the coast. Coastal Georgia and South Carolina are being warned of tropical storm conditions to begin this evening. Stock futures lower on Wall Street. Dow futures down 76 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-936-5496.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Hump day. Already worked on Tuesday and Monday. Just a couple days and then it's the weekend. 2 days off. It doesn't feel like it. It's too much time till Friday at 5. We are here. Middle of the week. Hump day, hump, yeah. Hump day, hump, feel good. Hump day, hump. is on the wall. It is on day 17. Actually, it's that convenient time of 7-11 already. And with every passing minute, the news on Ian just gets worse. It's beautiful here. But here's the whole picture from Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victory Land Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older, must be present to win.
Ironically, you can thank Ian for our nice weather, because Ian's large circulation is dragging down this nice fall air, very dry air. I know a lot of people are wanting it to rain, but now I've taken all of Ian's rain possibilities out of our forecast because of the expected track. But Ian is a 155-mile-an-hour hurricane. This next number may not mean anything to you. The pressure is down to 936 millibars. That is just shocking. And it's almost a Category 5, and just offshore now, and poised to make landfall somewhere between, let's say, Fort Myers and Sarasota. They've got Jim Cantore is in Punta Gorda, and wherever Jim is, that's the kiss of death to that town. Up to 12-foot storm surge expected, and catastrophic effects across the state of Florida.
The definition of the eye is just chilling to look at.
So, okay, another ice storm. Comfortable here, though. Dry again with the high temperature up to, I think we're going to make it to the upper 70s today. Low humidity, sunshine, maybe closer to 80. Quite breezy. Northwest winds as high as 25 miles per hour. That's why we're in a red flag warning. People say, red flag warning? I've never heard of that. Well, that's when there's a high fire risk, wildfire risk, all right? Because of low humidity and gusty winds. Tonight's low 54. Tomorrow and Friday, breezy, more sunshine. Again, I've completely removed the risk of showers from the forecast altogether. Mostly sunny and dry Saturday and Sunday, upper 70s to near 80. Right now, this morning, we have north winds at 11 miles per hour. Temperature 54, 714.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. To form a winning team, you need the best players. When it comes to taking care of your property, you need the best equipment. You need a Kubota from Capital Tractor. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. That's a winning team. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Time now for the Baumhauer's Victory Grill Ultimate Iron Bowl Tailgate Experience Phrase That Feeds.
I think it's pretty cool.
And the phrase that feeds is...
Scratch Made American Classics. Scratch Made American Classics. That's the menu at Baumhauer. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, and probably sooner than later, I will ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228. If you are, and you have the phrase correct, Scratch Made American Classics, you'll become one of five people eligible to win the Lunch Bunch for Six package on Friday. That drawing will take place right after we start the show Friday afternoon. Then you'll become one of seven people eligible to win the Ultimate Tailgate Experience at this year's Iron Bowl as guests of my buddy, Mr. Bob Baumhauer. Again, Scratch Made American Classics. That is your phrase that feeds.
Hey, next time, Rusty, get him to pay you by the word.
Yeah.
That's a long title. You'll get more money out of it that way.
I take good care, Rusty. Sort of. I do my best. You know, when you're 85, it's just hard to keep up with the list of people you want to do good things for.
Yes, sonny.
Did you guys realize in the midst of all the other chaotic news with the economy tanking and this hurricane that the inventor of the scrunchie passed away?
Oh, no.
Inventor of what?
The scrunchie.
Scrunchie.
What is the scrunchie? I'm sorry?
Isn't it something women wear in their hair and stuff, right? Is that right? Am I correct in that? I'm not
yes.
certain.
They use it to, especially on days when they don't maybe have time to wash their hair, a scrunchie can come in handy to give it a style. Mm-hmm. Very easy to work with. And they're also good to keep handy for other situations.
I don't know what those situations would be.
So, yesterday, with all of this wonderful chaos going on, I was able to... get out of the studio a little bit early for happy hour to join the ongoing celebration and stopped by a clicking noise. Car would start.
I know what that clicking noise is. We've all heard that before.
Yeah, so...
did you have jumper cables in the car?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was good. Car started, contacted Don, and we're going to get that taken care of because batteries are yet another thing that you can have done at Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire in all three locations with customer service that will make it easy for you. Not a pain in the butt, but easy for you to keep your car serviced, maintain, oil changed in a timely fashion. Plus, their certified technicians are all capable of performing the most sophisticated of repairs. And if you have one of those car repair insurance policies, they honor those at Don Duncan, honor most of them. So don't forget to bring that up when your car needs a repair. They have three locations, and at all three, you can buy brand new tires at a true wholesale price. So there's that benefit as well. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. From Mount Duncan, serving Prattville and Millbrook, from high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison. They've expanded that location as well. If you work downtown, it doesn't get any easier. Just drop your car off and they'll get you to your office and get you back with your car later. And serving Southeast Montgomery, from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, of course. Don and new daddy Mitch will be here on Friday for our next Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon. Random facts coming up next, as always, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. First, though, your local news.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. Montgomery police are investigating a second deadly shooting. Police say 34-year-old Corvisha Jackson was shot in the 2400 block of Bromwood Loop Drive just before 10:30 Monday night. She was taken to the hospital where she later died. No arrests have been made. In Tallapoosa County, authorities have made an arrest in a drug trafficking case. 38-year-old James Hurd is charged with multiple crimes, including drugs and weapon charges, and attempting to elude officers. Hurd cut his arm during his escaped attempt and was taken to Baptist South for surgery. He was arrested on Friday at a home in Robinson Road in Alexander City. FEMA is preparing for its response to Hurricane Ian by setting up staging areas in Montgomery at Maxwell Air Force Base. The base serves as the incident staging base for FEMA in preparation for Hurricane Ian. Food, water, and supplies have been gathered at Maxwell for recovery efforts, preparing for when Hurricane Ian makes landfall. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
Thursday, December 8th, Greg Allman's birthday. Devin Allman brings the Allman Family Revival to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The legacy continues. Thursday, December 8th, MPAC, the Devin Allman Project. Dane Betts, Donovan Frankenreiter, Maggie Rose, Larry McCray, Jimmy Hall, Alex Orbison, and the River Kittens. To inspire the next generation of talent to take the stage. The Allman Family Revival. Tickets available at the MPAC box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. The Allman Family Revival. Thursday, December 8th, Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes, we drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
And I like beer.
Yeah, we drank beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer.
Sometimes too many beers.
Yes, we like beer.
We like beer.
Judge Kavanaugh, thank you very much. Hearing adjourned.
And now,
give a schlitz and have a blast. It's time for
Random Facts.
And now, Rich Thomas explains.
On National Beer Drinking Day, he said, give a schlitz, which was a famous beer.
Which sounds like what word? Yeah.
Well, I'll do that on the premium edition. and then have a blatz.
Yeah.
That was one of my daddy's favorite beers back in the...
Oh, yeah, in that beautiful tan and brown can.
Back in the grill, when he'd go to the grill.
That would draw your eye when you were walking down the beer aisle at National Tea Company. That was a national grocery chain for a long time.
I was going to say, I don't know who the National
The Great American...
We had National and Jewel in Chicago. Yeah. What did you have in...
We had AMP, the Great...
Oh, yeah, we had AMP.
Pacific Tea Company, and Kroger.
Still don't have a Kroger here that I know of. In the state that I know of.
We have Food Outlet. That's more than enough.
We had Fisher Fazio, too.
I have no idea what that one is, either. Did you know? Just a question for anybody. How do I deal with fiberglass splinters?
Ooh.
Yeah.
What were you handling?
A very long fiberglass rod.
Yeah.
Apparently, I didn't realize it was fiberglass until.
How long was the rod?
Quite long. I would say a little bit shorter than the length of this wall.
Holy cow!
Yeah. In fact, it's something. One of my backyard neighbor, the neighbor who's behind us, just gifted me because I was dealing with limbs that I was trying to cut down and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I could pull the limbs down and kind of get to them where I could cut them. Anyway, came in handy with the fire that we had the other day because we needed to get parts moved to get to stuff that was smoldering. And so
did this with your enormous rod.
Yes. And so I was able to hook the part of the fire and pull it without being all in the smoke so we could get water back there. Anyway, I handled it yesterday, and when I put it back up, I was like, my hands feel stingy in parts.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I had poison ivy, but apparently it's just fiberglass splinters that got in my hand. I don't know what to do. I guess maybe over time they just go away, but...
Call our rod line at 272-9228 and let us know how we can help Jay, because that sounds miserable.
Oh, Rod.
That's Rob, Mary Tyler Moore.
I've got to
get that drop. Oh, Rob. And we could, anytime we have a couple of Robs that call the show, we could use that. I mean, why not? We have...
And for my next drink, I will make my...
Did you know?
Nope.
During World War II, the United States banned sliced bread.
Yes.
It was a rationing measure to save the wax paper and plastic that was used to wrap it up. The ban was reversed only 3 months later because there was widespread consumer backlash and savings were less than anticipated.
How many months?
3 months. It only lasted for 3 months.
So there was that coffee rationing.
There was a coffee rationing, yeah.
There was nylon, right?
Yeah. Yeah, stockings and things like that.
They tires?
Oh, yeah. Tires were rationed, everything.
Oh.
We may have a solution for Jay here. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Johnny L.
Johnny L.
Johnny, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, I do restoration of old cars and stuff.
Yeah.
When you get fiberglass in your hands, you need to get some ice cold water.
Okay.
In other words, put water in the sink, fill it with ice, and put your hands into it, and it will open your pores up, and it will let the fiberglass come back out.
Oh, okay.
Well, that will stop that stinging and burning.
I will give that remedy a shot tonight, man. Thank you.
And to keep that from happening, put baby powder on your hands. And it won't get in there. It won't get it back in there.
Interesting.
All right.
Interesting.
I'll look into that, too.
Go ahead.
All right. Have a good day.
Meanwhile, you should probably keep your hands away from your eyes and your...
We have the smartest listeners.
This is what I love about this radio station, being on the air with you guys.
When Jay has random problems.
I know. Have you helped me fix a sink?
Yeah.
You told me what to do with my fire debris.
You had people bringing tools here that day.
So I am very...
Did they take away that fire
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, totally did. Didn't even charge me any extra or anything. Nope. They totally took it away.
Well,
didn't ask any questions.
Man.
So, yeah, they totally took it away. It was thank you, City of Prattville Waste Management. Did you know, in 1196, so not too far back.
No.
Al-Aziz Uthman, which was Saladin's son and the Sultan of Egypt, he didn't like the pyramids. He attempted to demolish them all.
Wow.
So he started with one, and workmen recruited for the job worked for 8 months, but found it almost as expensive to destroy as it was to build. They could only remove about a stone or two per day.
Because there were several thousand pounds, right?
Oh, yeah. I still find it hard to believe or understand how at that time...
They're still trying to figure it out.
With limited tools, yeah. They carved those out.
Did it with...
alien help.
Yes. Apparently so, according to that guy with the weird hair.
Aliens.
Yeah.
Did you know there was an Irish tenor, in fact, maybe he's actually still alive, an Irish tenor named Ronan Tynan.
Ronan Tynan.
Yeah, he was known here in the United States, I guess, for a rendition of God Bless America that he did. However, he is a double amputee who competed in track and field and equestrian at the 1984 and 1988 Paralympics. He won 4 gold medals at the Paralympics.
Wow.
By the way, he's also a medical doctor specializing in orthopedics.
That's
double
pretty
amputee.
Impressive.
And he's an Irish tenor.
Yeah.
Also. And a doctor.
God.
And an Olympian.
Just a resume of amazing things.
Wow.
You got anybody else you want to make us feel inadequate with, Jay?
Well, give me a minute. I might have something here. Where do you think the home of the world's largest artificial bug resides?
The world's largest artificial bug.
Right, it's like...
sounds like something Clark Griswold would stop to see.
No. It totally is. It's one of those giant ball of twine type things.
Yeah, really? Okay. Right.
Where is that ball of twine, by the way?
Kansas.
See, okay, so that's what I'm looking for here. Where is the largest artificial bug?
Got me.
Just name a state.
Missouri.
It is not Missouri.
I will go with Arkansas.
You guys are too close into the center of the United States, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Idaho.
Arizona. No, it's Rhode Island.
Oh, I only missed by 3,000 miles.
You can bet that's going to be a question. Where is the world's largest artificial bug?
It is on top of a pest control business. It's known as the Big Blue Bug, also known as Nibbles Woodaway. Nibbles Woodaway. Yeah. It's a giant termite mascot of Big Blue Bug Solutions, located in Providence, Rhode Island, just along I-95 over there. It is 928 times the size of an actual termite.
I bet my buddy Flash Phelps has seen it. He just travels all the time. He loves stuff like that.
It is 9 feet tall and 58 feet long. It weighs 4,000 pounds.
Holy cow.
God, world's largest artificial bug in Rhode Island.
It was constructed over a 4-day period from wire mesh and fiberglass in late 1980. Cost them $20,000 to build that thing.
Wow.
The Big Blue Bug. Nibbles Woodaway.
That's what she said.
Did you know the Civilian Conservation Corps, the CCC...
Yep, my dad was in it.
Was founded by FDR's New Deal in 1933.
Yep.
In its it was only around for 9 years. In its 9-year existence, it employed nearly 3 million men, one of which I guess was your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Planted over 3.5 billion trees and established more than 700 state parks. It was the most rapid peacetime mobilization in U.S. history.
By the way, I could be wrong, but I think the Lake Martin, which is man-made, as you know,
yeah,
I think the CCC had something to do with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Neat. Didn't know that either. Did you know raccoons have a territory that ranges from as little as 7 acres for females within cities to as much as 12,000 acres for males in the prairies? That's interesting that raccoons have territory that large.
Yeah.
In other words, other raccoons will enter that territory and think, oh no, we're in the 12,000 mile radius.
That's...
or 12,000 acre radius of this other raccoon. We need to move.
That is weird.
Like, how do they do that? Do they pee around the perimeter of 12,000 acres?
Maybe they got great noses. But I do know this, in Fort Lauderdale, a number of years ago, they were traveling in gangs. and they were toppling garbage cans and creating a litter mess that was unbelievable. And they had to dispatch, I don't know how many dozens of teams to go out and round them up and find another 12,000 acres.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk to you about airplanes' gas mileage, specifically a Boeing 747. We will talk about a band by the name of the Avalanches. We'll also tell you about Radio City Music Hall, high school graduates in Connecticut, and voice cloning software. We'll tell you how that came into play during a cyber crime, of all things, coming up on Random Facts.
This is the time of the year to, if your mower's about had it, or you're ready to upgrade to a Zero Turn Echo or Exmark, this is the time of the year to get to Lewis Lawn and get your deal done, because like automobiles, mowers have model years. So they're ready to start bringing in 2023 inventory, and they would like to clear out the 2022. So see our buddy Chad Sasser. He is our point man, not only on product and price, but he also knows which manufacturers have incentives and so forth each and every month. Because they carry everything there. Everything from the individual push Toro to the tractor size mower. They have doubled their showroom space, which has allowed them to carry additional product lines like the Ego battery chargeable products that edge, trim, or even a self-propelled mower that can do half an acre on one charge. Amazing products and incredible service from Haley and TJ and Chad at Lewis Lawn. They can honor your warranty if something needs repair, or keep what you buy serviced and in good running condition. I swear, I still have a Toro, my first Toro from Lewis Lawn. It's not mine. It went with the house that we sold in Bellwood, but it's still working after 14 years. That's pretty impressive. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Reach out now at 244-9191 for our friends, the team at Lewis Lawn. Checking traffic back with part two of Random Facts next.
Well, we have an accident. Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. Police are calling that a moderate crash. Right at the moment, they've got that intersection kind of locked down, so you're going to be in a little bit of a delay mode if you are headed that way. Got a tremendous backup between I-65 and Jackson Ferry. Also, up in Wetumpka, Highway 14 near the old Russell plant, we have a moderate crash there. They're still working that one. We're still seeing traffic backed up a little bit both directions at that accident site. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any other problems pop up. Toyota Factory, cranking about again, and truckloads of Toyotas arriving every day at Reinhardt Toyota. Get your new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota, East Boulevard. Skywatch traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update. We are almost through three quarters of 2022, and some trends in our market has emerged. First, even though we have fewer than 900 homes on the market for sale in the River region, it now looks like we are heading into a more balanced market. Second, some of the panic buying we were seeing at the beginning of this year has stopped, and instead of 10 or more offers per listing, we are now getting one or two offers per listing, and in many ways, better offers. Third, homebuyers may have a little more time to shop before they buy, which I believe is a good thing, even though it is still limited supply of homes available at one time. Fourth, even though the rate on mortgages has gone up, it's still lower than the average rate over the last 10 years. If the rate goes lower in the future, then refinance and get a better rate. For all the details, call Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or 221-2883.
Okay, let's see if we can catch that fish.
You got him, Dad.
You're living a good life. Don't let COVID change that. If you're 50 or older and get COVID, you're twice as likely to end up in the hospital. Your risk is even higher if you have a condition like lung disease. The sooner you get your updated COVID vaccine, the sooner you'll increase your protection.
Find updated vaccines at vaccines.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, Jeff Barranca with Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza here, talking about full service. When you come to Chappie's Deli, you sit down as a family. We'll take care of whatever you need. We are called to serve. And at Chappie's Deli, we take that calling seriously.
How much cash can you grab in 35 seconds?
The 69th Alabama National Fair is back, October 7th through 16th.
You can win cash in the money machine each night. Check the fair schedule for times and more info.
Plus, save time, save money. Buy your tickets in advance through Ticketmaster on the fair website or the free fair app.
All persons 17 years of age and under must be accompanied by a parent or guardian 21 years or older.
Gary Coliseum, clear bag policy in effect.
It's the best 10 days of fall.
The Alabama National Fair.
Sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery and HMMA.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Guys, want an effective, affordable way to get ED medication 100% online? Whether you're looking for Viagra or Cialis, or generic medications as effective as Viagra but 90% cheaper, you can find it all through Hims. Hims is your go-to for doctor-trusted treatments to help you treat ED. Get ED treatment for as low as $3 per use and save up to $1,000 per month with generic for Viagra versus the brand name at 4hims.com/radio. If prescribed, your medication will be shipped to your door in discreet packaging. Do it all online. No in-person appointments. Get hard results with Hims or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. That's 4hims.com/radio to get started free. forhims.com/radio.
Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex is kicking off its ninth year, and you're invited Wednesday, October 5th, as they host a Senior Citizens Appreciation Party. This is a free event. Free range time, free gun rental, free eye and ear protection, free 15 rounds of .22 ammo, and a free target. Qualified instructors will be on hand to answer any questions. October 5th, Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex. No reservation needed, and senior citizen age is 60+. Located on Carmichael Parkway. Doors open at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What happens?
Took my eye off the ball for a second there, setting up random facts. Mm-hmm. And now I can't find my way back.
Oh.
So you just go ahead. There won't be a part two convoluted.
Thanks again for all the tips on getting the fiberglass out of my hand.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the scrunchie.
No, not about the scrunchie.
I am so naive.
Thanks for that tip as well. Wendy.
She's a smart lady.
you kids.
Yeah, Eddie Bader said to take tape and put on my hand to try and get the fiberglass out. And somebody else reminded me that there's Kroger's in Auburn and or Opelika at least.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yep.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I didn't think there were any in the state, but they've been there for a while.
And actually, you tell me you've never even heard of A&P, right?
I had heard of A&P, but I've never seen one. Okay. I'd never been in one.
I think they're gone now.
I think that they totally collapsed, and it had to do with the union. The union killed them.
Do you know when that ended?
I'm gonna look it up for you. Okay.
Because you said Montgomery had one, right?
The Atlantic and Pacific.
Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company. And then
where was the one in Montgomery?
It was off of Fairview.
Yeah, I thought somebody once said Southern Boulevard, that area.
Huh. All right. Did you know? What do you think the gas mileage is on a Boeing 747?
7 miles.
No.
For the gallon, less.
0.2.
Oh.
0.2 miles per gallon.
Okay, that could be a question. I'm just going to say.
So it's
right
five
now.
Gallons for a mile. So if you're flying 3,000 miles,
Boeing 747,
that's 15,000 gallons of wow.
Yeah.
Plus the weight.
So. During a gas crisis, wow.
Now, that fuel is different than...
Yes.
Right. Jet fuel is...
I would say it's probably about $6-7 a gallon at the airport. Yeah, because you can get aviation fuel at MAPCO and use your car to get it.
I've asked this question before, but whenever we've had gas issues where the price of gas gets higher and higher and higher, is NASCAR affected by that?
I don't know what kind of fuel they use.
So
if they use regular gasoline or...
Yeah, I don't know. Did you know there was a band called The Avalanches? Their debut album called Since I Left You features a song called Frontier Psychiatrist. That track, Frontier Psychiatrist, is estimated to include more than 3,500 samples. In other words, little parts of other songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Did you know declining ticket sales and subsequent bankruptcy almost led to the demolition of Radio City Music Hall? This was back in April of 1978.
Wow.
Its interior received landmark status in March of that year, which saved it from being demolished.
I took the tour of Radio City Music Hall. It is an amazing facility.
And now, that's near NBC, right?
Yeah.
It's near Rockefeller.
So. Now, you had said the debate hall or whatever it was an interior landmark.
McClurg Court.
Right.
Yes,
and this says that the interior of Radio City Music Hall also got landmark status.
That I didn't know. I thought that maybe the whole building.
But I would think so, too. But it says the interior received landmark status in March of 78, which is what kept it from being demolished.
It is such an intricate...
I've never been in it.
...facility for all the productions they do.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
The Christmas production, it's
big. Oh, yeah.
Probably the Rockettes.
And that probably keeps it alive every year.
And as a matter of fact, they haven't done it... They couldn't do it for a couple of years.
Oh, wow.
Hey, the AMP went under in 1975.
Yeah, I thought it'd been a long time.
That's why I didn't know it.
They were the largest grocery retailer in the country.
Wow.
Like many things did in 1975, mm-hmm. in that era. Whip inflation now, remember that? Get your win button.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know in Connecticut, high school graduates earn an average of $11,439 more annually than non-graduates there? It is the largest gap in the United States, as far as that's concerned.
Uh-huh.
How much more you make as a graduate, as a non-graduate. And finally, did you know that cyber criminals had the help of an AI voice cloning software? So you've heard of deepfakes, where they kind of put somebody's face on somebody else's body type
thing. Some of them are amazing.
Well, they can do that with voices. And so they used a voice as a company executive to fool a bank manager to transfer $35 million into their personal accounts. The bank manager had recognized the executive's voice that they had used from having worked with him before, and so thought it was a legit thing.
I think I just saw this on Forensic Files, or one of those shows.
You might have, I don't know. Anyway, those are all of your random facts.
Okay. Lots of good stuff there today, and one of those random facts will turn into a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Today is Wednesday, so we have the new specials for the week. The pricing at Food Outlet is cost plus 10%, but each week, and that's on everything, including household goods, or duct tape to get the fiberglass out of your palm of your hand.
Right.
In fact, I had some in the car, but Noah from Don Duncan on Bell Road just came and picked it up.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw somebody getting into your car and driving off.
Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. Meanwhile, at Food Outlet, this week's specials are awesome. T-bones are $6.88 a pound, probably the most flavorful cut of steak without any additional seasoning.
I agree. Yeah.
Sirloin tip roast. Start that at just a low temperature, like 275, salt it, and it'll eventually cook up in its own juices, and it's so good. 12-pack cans of Coke products, $4.67 for the 12-pack. Wild Mike's Pizza. We usually have one of those in the freezer. Easy to cook up and more than enough to feed two or three people. $5.44 each. And Velveeta cheese, the loaf, the one-pound box, $4.93. Speaking of pops, how about Pop Tarts at $2.78 for the large package? And Heinz Ketchup, as my daughter would call it, 38-ounce bottle that stands on its head, $3.78. And if Rich says, how about a nice Hawaiian Punch?
Sure.
$2.50 for the 128-ounce lemon berry or fruit juice red. At all three Food Outlet locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, Prattville on Main Street, west of 31, and I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. I Assume we should take these now.
Yeah, we got Barbara and Tony calling in here. Hi, Barbara.
Hey, Barb.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm usually never up this early in the morning.
Neither am I.
Yeah, I know better than that. I usually hear you in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I kind of went blank, but back in the early 60s, mm-hmm. I lived at Hilltop Arms, and I think that was on Bibb Street. And there was an A&P on that street because I would walk from work to the A&P and mm-hmm. walk up back up the hill to the apartment. So, and we had an A&P in Prattville, Alabama.
Really? Yeah,
they were all over the place.
Where in Prattville?
Yes, sir. They were great.
Where
my mother's favorite coffee in the whole world.
Yeah.
A&P coffee.
Oh, A&P coffee. You're yes. right. Yeah. You're so right.
In the red bag.
Yeah.
Barbara, yes, can sir. You tell me where that A&P in Prattville might have been?
I think it was on 31.
Okay.
Like, let me see. What would it be close to? The Prattville Square Shopping Center, like across the street from there, I think is where it was.
I know what you're talking about. Okay.
They had a great meat section at yes. A&P, and my dad...
I can't believe you guys remember that. I'm so old, and I know you're not. So.
Well,
right.
Shut up. Keep thinking that. In my hometown in Sheffield Lake, Ohio, that shopping center had Kroger and A&P.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't know we had Kroger's in Alabama. I'm like y'all. My son lives in South Bend, Indiana, and that's,
it's
you know,
really
where
big
he
up
goes.
There. Yeah. It's really
anyway.
Big. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Happy belated birthday, by the way, Greg.
Thank you, Barbara.
It sounds like you had a wonderfully blessed day.
The best in a lifetime.
That's awesome. Thank you guys for letting me get on the radio.
Absolutely.
Y'all have a great rest of the day, and I'll hear you about 3 o'clock this afternoon, Greg.
All right, looking forward to it. And Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just got a suggestion for the fiberglass rash that he's got going on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Try Adam's butt paste. I put that on everything. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks. It does work on everything.
I bet a little Schlitz would work as well.
I thought he was going to call up with a scrunchie suggestion. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Hope your memories are good. It's 7:48, time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, name another use for a scrunchie. No, I'm just kidding.
I sent him that in the question.
You think somebody knows the answer to that?
That is not the question.
That is not the question.
The question is, where can you find the world's largest artificial bug?
Oh.
You want the city and state or just the state?
Just the state, you know, or just tell us what the bug is.
272-9228 is the number to call. If you don't win the $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, stick around and do a follow-up and qualify for our grand prize drawing this coming Friday. 272-9228. We are standing by now.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Have light to moderate traffic in Montgomery around the boulevard. We're seeing a good number of cars inbound on 231 out of Wetumpka at the moment. And Northern Boulevard, if you're coming from I-65 headed over to Jackson Ferry, we have a moderate crash. Traffic is very backed up there, so please maybe take an alternate route if possible or wait it out. Up on Highway 14 in Wetumpka, right near the old Russell plant, we had a moderate crash a little earlier. We're still seeing a little bit of a backup there. Busy in Millbrook and in Prattville this morning. No other problems that we know of at the moment. The Toyota factory is cranking them out again. Truckloads of Toyotas arriving every day at Reinhardt Toyota. Get your new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota on the East Boulevard. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, Uncle Ron is online. One wants to answer the pop quiz question.
Yes, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island is correct. Providence, Rhode Island, to be exact.
Back to life, back to life.
I wonder if there's a sign along the side of the road that says, with an arrow saying, this way for the world's largest artificial bug. Good work. You won a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Let's do some follow-ups. Oh, Rob. You only missed by one.
Hey, Rob. How kind of you. Yeah, my ears were burning when y'all did that. What's up?
Okay. Hey, so do you want a Boeing 747 question or a grocery store question?
The Boeing one.
Okay, yeah. Boeing 747. The gas mileage per gallon. How many miles per gallon does a Boeing 747 get?
Well, it gets a fifth of a mile per gallon.
That's 0.2. Yeah, 0.2 is.
And honestly, I thought the largest bugs were the ones at MGM Studio from the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids exhibit.
Oh, I love that. I remember that. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, me too.
That was funny.
All right, thank you. You get a bonus entry in the grand prize drawing. Let's go to Charles.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Charles, We were talking quite a bit about this grocery store chain that went under in 1975, and we used to have a few in this area, but they're all gone now. What am I talking about?
The
A&P.
Good work. Bonus entry for you.
Yep.
Steve.
Good morning.
Hey, hi. Hey, this corps established by FDR during, it started during the Depression, was responsible for planting 3.3 billion trees. What is the corps name?
That's the same corps that my dad worked for way back when. That's the Civilian Conservation Corps.
Exactly, the CCC, exactly.
You good got work, it, yeah. Good work. Okay, let's go to gray hair next.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
Okay, in World War II, name at least two items that were either rationed or banned in World War II.
Coffee is one of them.
Coffee
and,
is, yeah.
Yeah, and... the other one's kids' name. But we used to collect inner tubes that were red back then because real rubber is red.
Yeah,
there's rubber.
So
the
rubber
one.
Was one. And then the band, he said they banned sliced bread for a while. And the other one was nylon. Yeah, you got it, man.
I think there was a scrunchie shortage then, too.
Scrunchie shortage.
Bolt.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to tell y'all something about A&P.
Okay.
You said it went under in 75?
According to Wikipedia.
Well, when I was growing up over in what was then called Southeast Montgomery, right there on the corner of where Carter Hill Road is, right where it meets Vaughn, there was an A&P grocery store. Now there's a stakeout there, and
when I got here in 77, I remember that A&P. So that was, I'm just going by Wikipedia that said 75, but when I got here in 77, I saw that. Yeah,
and that was probably there at least through the very early 90s, and then I think where Pine Bar is and Tomatino's and all that, mm-hmm. aren't those called the A&P Lofts? Because didn't there used to be an A&P there?
I don't know about
I've heard
that.
The A&P Lofts. You're right.
Yeah,
I don't know that it has to do with that, but I've heard of that.
It brings back fond memories of my growing up, though. A&P, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I used to ride my bike there when I was a kid. Also, mm-hmm. not to be confused with the K&B drugstore that was up on the other side of Carter Hill.
By the way, while we're talking about grocery stores, one more fact that we mentioned the other day. The first grocery store ever where you would go in and pick up your own stuff and take it to a counter to be rung up was Piggly Wiggly out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes.
The first grocery store.
I think we still have a couple of those around.
We do. Yep. I was behind a truck yesterday that was Piggly Wiggly.
I was behind one that had Food Outlet. Bo, thanks so much for the call. We are really behind this hour at 7:54.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Since we are really behind, I'll give you an update on Ian just after the 8 o'clock hour here in just a bit with an update from the Hurricane Center, we hope. Otherwise, our forecast is comfortable with low humidity, sunshine, dry again, quite breezy. Northwest winds is gusting as high as 25 miles per hour, and that's why we are in what's called a red flag warning. What is that? Well, it has to do with wildfires because we have low humidity and gusty winds today. So take it easy. Don't burn. All right. Clear, cool tonight. Overnight low 54. Tomorrow on Friday, breezy, more sunshine. I have completely removed now the rain, the risk of showers from Ian out of the forecast. So we'll stay dry right on through the upcoming weekend, including sunshine, upper 70s to near 80 over the weekend. right now this morning. Northeast winds at 11. It's cool. It's jacket weather. It's 54, 756.
Tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can make your dream of owning a home a reality. ASC is owned by its members, so their rates are better than the big financial institutions. Visit your local branch or apply online today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I tell you about Plumbing by Lucoy every morning, and I also use them. And as a matter of fact, they came in handy this last weekend, taking care of an unknown problem. All I knew is the carpeting near the bathroom was just sopping wet, and I had no idea where the water was coming from. Gave them a call. 1 hour later, they were there, took care of me, and that's the way they roll at Plumbing by Lucoyer. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. They also diagnose the problem, tell you what it's going to cost, so there's no sticker shock at the end. Very professional operation. They even pick up the phone and tell you that they're on their way. So let Conrad Misseldine's experienced crew of professionals take care of you like they take care of me at Plumbing by Lucoyer. Maybe it's time for a new water heater at your house. They can set you up with an energy-efficient water heater that will save you money on your electric bill. And get the whole house plumbing inspection where they check all your plumbing inside and out, looking for something that you don't even know about it that's going to be a major problem, and fix it before it does. 264-9666 for Plumbing by Lucoyer. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Okay, we are at 7:56 already. Up next hour, I have a chance to win a Seafood Bistro gift card. I'm not sure what game we're playing, but we're going to play. We could do real or fake again today as well. We'll let you know in the meantime.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd love to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
It's here. It's happening now. Registration for Adams Drug's Super Shopping Spree. Adams Drug's is celebrating 60 years of serving the families in the River Region. To celebrate this, we're going to give one lucky person the chance to win thousands of dollars in gifts and products. One lucky winner will have 60 seconds to run through the Adams Drug's Wetumpka store and grab items from the gift section and over-the-counter area. Prescription medications are excluded from the shopping spree. Registration is open now. Come into any Adams Drug's location and fill out a registration form. You cannot register online or on our website. You have to visit one of our stores. You can register each day, but it is limited to one per day per family. You have until October 28th to register, so hurry. We will choose the winner on November 1st. The shopping spree will take place on Thursday, November 3rd. This will be the most exciting 60 seconds of your life. Please see our website, adamsdrugs.net, for shopping spree details and rules. We look forward to serving you and your family for 60 more years.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for